This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, Joey Burgoyne, and for this weekend show, we're heading down to Salem. Not where the witch trials were held, Salem, Connecticut, great little town. Brian and company was there for our pilgrimage for darting across Connecticut. Talked to some amazing people, amazing businesses. So I just want to highlight those again. So Brian, we talked to Kaylee over at Wickard Southern Coffee. If you're in the area, stop in for a cup of coffee. Had way too many this weekend. Still ready for a nap though. There's some stuff going on this weekend, too late for this morning, but some other great events happening in town. Brian's favorite place, Fox Farms Brewery. So we're going to talk with, Zach Adams. We're going to run some of that. One of my favorite ice cream places in the state, Salem Valley Farms Ice Cream. Abby Burke, manager of Such, talked with Brian for a little bit. So we're going to rerun some of that stuff for you this morning. So if you're heading out of town looking for something to do on weekend, you're heading through that area, lots of places to stop at, great community, great friends to be had. So here's a little bit of Brian and company darting across Connecticut for At Home in Connecticut this week.
Kaylee Shalosky, who is the founder and owner of Wicked Southern Coffee. She joins us now live. I've been trying to wave to people as they drive by. It's such a cool location. First of all, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having me.
Or letting us squat in the front parking spots here at Wicked Southern Coffee. And I guess we're in rural Salem, Connecticut. We have a cool coffee shop, so there's a story. So tell, and there's a story in the name too. So just tell us, first of all, why you opened up a coffee shop in Salem, Connecticut.
So I used to work for a family-owned business for 6 years, and kind of like once COVID hit, things changed. They ended up selling the business, and I took that as an opportunity to start my own business. So I really had no background in coffee before. I was always interested in the idea, and I knew from when I had my first job at 16 that I wanted to be my own boss. So I got a job at the Flower Girl Cafe in Hebron. I was there for about 9 months, just learning everything.
Seeing. So in your mind, you were like, I want to maybe do something with this even before when you took the job?
Yeah. Yep. So I wanted to get a job doing coffee, making it, seeing if I even like being a barista.
Yeah.
I fell in love with it. Like, absolutely fell head over heels in love. So we opened, I stayed there for about 9 months, and during that time we had, restored a horse trailer. I had this idea of doing like a mobile coffee.
That's it right there.
Yes. Yep. Okay. So, that trailer was sitting in the woods at my, grandparents', property. So sat there, just had a tree growing inside of it, and I saw an opportunity. I saw it, and I was like, can I buy this trailer from you? And they're like, yeah, yeah.
That's $5?
Like, literally. They're like, we just want it out of our yard. So we restored the horse trailer. It took us around like 8 months to do, and then we opened up right in Salem, right on the property, and I did that for about 6 months. And
so you would open up, it's basically a trailer that hooks up to the back of a pickup truck.
Yep.
And you would just, where, it wasn't here, it was the family property, where was
it? So it was here being built, and then we moved it to the side of the property here and ran it for about 6 months.
Right here. And so you just would open it up and people would just drive by and get a cup of coffee, and then word of mouth spread, and it
kind of blew up, yeah.
Okay, and then you decided to develop this property, which is your in-laws own the building, right? Mm-hmm. You rent from them. But let's take a step back again. We're talking with Kaylee Shalosky, who owns Wicked Southern Coffee here in Salem, Connecticut. You're not from here?
I'm not.
Okay. You're from?
So I was born and raised in Florida.
Okay.
And I live in Lebanon.
Okay. So the Wicked Southern part, because I was trying to come up, you know, the name, like, I was, you know, I didn't get a feel for it. I didn't understand it. So just explain it to me.
So I had a vision for what I wanted Wicked Southern to be. I wanted it to be a part of my home and a part of, like, where I am now in life. So I've been in Connecticut for the last 10 years, and I just wanted to incorporate, like, both of my lives, because all of my family still lives in Florida, and I have family up here as well now. But I wanted, like,
so
a part of my home.
You're from the South.
I am.
And is it because we say wicked all the time up here?
Yeah, so it blew my mind the first time I heard it. My husband, it was like, that's like wicked good. I'm like, what did you say? I'm like wicked, like like the Wicked Witch. Because
that's my childhood, too. Like, I mean, there's a lot of, like, Wicked Pissa, Wicked This, Wicked That. I mean, the, like, that was a word we used all the time.
Yeah, so strange to me. So I was like, all right, I can work with this. Like, and so I was like, Wicked Southern, like, let's
roll with
yeah.
it. Do people ask you about it?
Like, yeah. I get that question numerous times.
New Englanders are so weird. Like, they're, like, Southern. Like, is this like... We're the Confederate flags.
I mean, literally. Like, I get that a lot. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, because we're weird. I mean, that's weird. And Justin's off. Man, he's got a sweet truck. But like someone like Justin who works for the landscaping company, is that say Salem on it?
Yep.
Yeah, he's tried and true. How does like somebody like that become a customer who's got his own customized tumbler who comes in every day? Like, how does that happen?
Word of mouth, social media, word of mouth. Justin's been with me since I opened my trailer. So he used to come every single day when I was in my trailer. And so he got to watch me grow and eventually move into the building.
That's so cool. Kaylee Ischalowski from Wicked Southern Coffee. And I mean, it has a feel of the West, but it's also old school New England and what have you. Like, what's going to happen when you expand?
So we are going to be expanding into the left side of the building. So we're going to have indoor seating, hopefully, by Thanksgiving time. So it'll still be our walk-up to-go window, but then people have the opportunity now to go indoors to get out of the cold weather.
So you've been – I mean, I don't want to ask about the P&L, but it's been successful.
Like, yes.
You're doing well.
Yes, correct.
And
yes.
This is, and so what's the – do you want to just keep it like this? Would you – do you want a franchise or like what is your like what is your blue sky in 20 years when we have another conversation?
I get that question a lot. I eventually want to own my own building, whether it's like buying a building and just like renovating it or building one. That the goal is to have like my own like cafe.
Well, listen, thanks for having us. Congratulations on the business. Hopefully we'll stay in touch. If there's ever any big events going on, make sure you let Joey know, and we'd be happy to promote it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Kaylee Ischalowski again. Wicked Southern Coffee here on Norwich Road, right here in Salem, and it's just a cool setup. So we're super tight on time with Zach Adams from Fox Farm Brewery. And again, you can the thing about it, one of the many things I love is that you go to these craft brewers, you know, whether it's your big ones like Treehouse or Trillium, and you got to buy these 4-packs or 6-packs, you can actually go there and buy one or two cans of whatever you want. You don't have to commit to the 4-pack. And when did you know you had something? Was there a moment where you're like, this is gonna work?
Honestly, just tasting the beers coming out of those first few batches. Of course, the response from customers coming to see us, you know, here in Little Old Salem, and like folks making the drive, that was really made it real. But just tasting it, I mean, we love our beer. And not to sound full of ourselves, I mean, it's what we drink. We make beer for ourselves, and hopefully other people like it. But brewing to our taste, first and foremost, and then being proud of the result is...
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm a Motley Fool believer. Like, invest in companies that you like yourself, the products you like. I mean, if you like it, then... And one of my journalistic mentors said, if ask the questions that you're curious about, more often than not, those are going to be the right questions. It's the same kind of concept, right?
Yep.
It's being authentic and true to yourself. You know, in terms of, we're talking with Zach Adams from Fox Farm Brewery. I'm a true believer. Zach Adams from Fox Farm Brewery, you can go online. Basically, what you can do is you order the beer, you tell them when you're going to pick it up, and then they basically put it together for you, bring it right out to your car. I remember late in the pandemic, as the first time I visited, and it was great to not have a line, and it was just, the beer was so great. Give me 2 or 3 beers if people are listening. You know, people are saying, oh, it's only IPAs. Well, that's what I love about your place, is that actually probably a majority are not IPAs. Give me, if people want to dip their toes in the water, give me 2 to 3 real quick beers to
if I can, I'll try. Yeah. We cover a lot of ground, and that's something we're proud of. But one thing we're most proud of is our lager program. It's a real love of ours, and it's wonderful to see American beer drinkers start to embrace craft lager and what that can be.
My friend JR, when he takes a sip, I said, what does it taste like? He said, it tastes like Europe. That's what it tastes like.
So we are actually visiting Laura's family in Norway, but we had to make a stop in Germany on the way and visiting the beer gardens of Munich. I mean, it's one beer. It's Helles.
Yeah.
And to me, Helles is just the perfect beer.
And the cottage is your signature Helles lager?
The cottage is our Helles. And yeah, I can say confidently that's the beer I drink the most of and probably most proud of. But then moving over to our mixed fermentation side and our farmhouse program, something... that we're super proud of and is kind of unique to us, and that culture is our house mix culture. And it's certainly like a signature flavor that I don't think is easy replicated elsewhere by other breweries. And so for that reason, in a sea of so many good breweries, we're super proud of that program. And Rove, I think, is a good example of a beer that kind of bridges those gaps. Like you said, the hobby beer fans, the IPA
and,
drinkers,
and
they'll be satisfied.
Between 4% and 5%, and they're crushable, flipping burgers. We got to run. Zach, it's been a pleasure. I wanted to meet you for a while, so I appreciate it. But I can't wait to visit the brewery and look under the hood as well. And again, you can go to what's the website again?
Foxfarmbeer.com.
Boom. You know, coming to towns, there's been a couple towns where we said, oh, we have this ice cream place and it's good, this and that. And then when we said we're coming to Salem, they're like, you got to go to Salem Farms. And now it's Salem Valley Farms. But I know there's been a change or whatever. But I'm told not only is it a really good, but it's also – everyone says they have a good ice cream place, but I'm told it's like one of the best in the state. I mean, is that true?
People travel from all over, like states away.
What is there, money in the ice cream? Is there narcotics in the ice cream?
One
like, what
think,
is it?
One would think so, but we really pride ourselves on using the most amazing ingredients that we can find, and we've tried to locally source them. So we support not only Connecticut farmers, but different Connecticut small businesses, and we just love collaborating with all of those different places that we can.
So that voice is Abby Burke, who she manages the Salem Valley Farms ice cream shop. And good gear. The hat is awesome.
Thank you.
The scoop shop with a, and my niece's scoop ice cream on the Cape. And it's a great summer job for young people, mm-hmm. too. Super fun, intense, but really, really fun. In terms of, like, the shop's been open for how long in general?
So we opened up in 1988.
Okay.
So it's been open for that long over some different ownerships.
Right.
But recently, about 6 years ago, the new owners took over, and that's how long I've been working there.
So you've
with
been
them.
With the new yep. group. And what, you know, what's changed or what's different, or is it just continuing the greatness that was before? Like, what is, I mean, people who went in 1990, are they going to, is it the same experience? Or?
Yes. We have people that come consecutively every single season to try our ice cream. And what we try to do is make sure that it's the same exact ice cream they had when they were kids or they had 30 years ago. Because we want that nostalgic feeling and we want them to know what they're going to get. They should be expecting to get the same level of greatness that they got 20 years ago.
Is it seasonal or?
Yes.
Okay. So, when
so
is
we
it open
up in March and we're open until the end of October.
How's this summer been relative to previous ones? Obviously, like, pandemic must have been, in some ways, great once it got warmer because people want to be outside.
Yes, everyone imagine? Wanted to be outside. All the social distancing stuff, we were able to do it with the line, so it totally worked out. This summer has also been great since the weather is finally good again. No more rain in the forecast, so that's good. But everything's been great. Everyone's very excited to be there, try our new flavors. We try to have new small batch flavors every week.
Okay, every week.
Every week, yes.
All right, let's go through the, let's get to brass tacks and in terms of, because there's all these flavors that, you know, people talk about. I don't even like walnuts, but I like maple walnut ice cream. And then my kids tell me it's an old person's ice cream flavor, which is fine. I don't mind that. But what are some of the most popular? We could do the small batch ones second, but first I want to talk about what are the absolute bestsellers like that you have?
We have a lot of different ones. We have a flavor for everyone. One of the most popular ones is Cow Tracks, which is vanilla ice cream with a peanut butter swirl, chocolate chips, and mini chocolate peanut butter cups. Yes.
It's a lot.
It's better than it sounds.
And that's on the docket all the time.
Yes.
Like that doesn't rotate.
Yep.
Okay. But what do you love about this area that's kept you here?
I love it because my family's here. And also it has that small town feeling. I grew up in Colchester, which is also a small town like Salem. And I never really had any draw to a bigger city because everything that I want and everything that I love is right here. So I've stayed here and I'm staying here for the future.
Awesome.
So,
when are you done with school? Are you doing your student teaching and stuff now? Or?
That's going to be up in the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm done in about a year and a half.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Well, listen, Abby Burke from Salem Valley Farms Ice Cream, right down Norwich Road from where we are at Wicked Southern Coffee. And thanks for coming down, Abby.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
Again, Abby Burke, who manages the Salem Valley Farms Ice Cream. Open until when? When is it closed for the season?
We close in October, end of October.
Okay, you got plenty of time to get there.
All right, thank you. And these places, these events, these people, this is what the show is about. It's great community, great family, great friends all coming together to help their area. Because things like this wouldn't happen without these people. And that's what makes Connecticut great. And that's why everyone's at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.